Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Hope you're having a great week, and thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us. I love today's topic. This goes to the core of, I think, a popular misconception of what financial planning is. And so I'm excited. This is one thing that I think is critical that we talk about. A lot of folks that come in and meet with us, and so because this happens to me all the time, I'm sure this happens to planners all over the place, they come in and the primary thing they want to know is, can they make a higher investment return with me than they could on their own, or maybe than they could with the person down the street, the other planner, whoever. And it's really about what return can you make me? And there is a small nugget of that is true, right? Like, in other words, if you go to a planner and your returns are just god-awful for years and years, that's a problem, right? Part of being an investment advisor is that you are supposed to have a strong, solid, working understanding of investing, and that should pay off over time, right? There should be growth. But I think people so often boil down what we're doing to what kind of returns am I getting, when really, a lot of the time, working with me means, here's a gasp, you might get a lower return. I could point to a number of clients that because they're working with me right now, they're getting a lower return. Like last year, 2018, they made, last year was 2017, I'm losing it. 2017, they made a lower return because they worked with me. And everybody goes, well, why in the world would we work with you then? Well, because they were too aggressive and maybe they were close to retirement. So I told them to pull back on the aggressiveness, and then the market was crazy amazing last year. And so I can honestly say, if they had never met me and never worked with me, they would have made more money on their investments last year. Now, would they be doing okay for the future? I don't think so. I think, honestly, one of the main goals of one of my jobs is to help people understand how much risk can they take. And so in 1 year, they might make less, but it could very well be that another year, when the market drops dramatically, they don't lose as much, and that's critical to them having a solid retirement. But my job is not primarily to make sure someone gets the best returns possible. My job is primarily to make sure they have a plan that's ready, that's moving them towards retirement, moving them towards the dreams they have for the future. And often that means not having the highest return. That's counterintuitive. That doesn't always make sense. And so I love this discussion. We're going to dig into it today. If you listen and you go, that makes no sense, that's crazy, or you have any questions about your situation, jump on and talk to me about it. You can go to my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Ask any question. I will get back to you personally. Again, mylifeismore.com, and enjoy the show. I've talked many times on this show about the danger of walking into retirement with most of your money sitting in a 401k in the stock market. Now, I haven't said you should not have that. I've talked about the dangers of it. I would call this, for the first time in history, we have what's called a market-driven retirement. Now, the idea of retirement, by the way, is a relatively new idea. Right? I mean, it's not like in the course of human history, most civilizations have had the luxury of saying, I plan on stopping working and living for a long period of time and doing what I want. That's a relatively new phenomenon historically, right? But in the history of retirement, which is pretty short in America, okay, most of that was dominated by pensions. Most of that was dominated by guaranteed lifetime income. That was never really sustainable. If you look at the business model of that, and that's why it kind of fell apart over time. But for our grandparents, your parents, your grandparents, a lot of them had pensions. And I talk often about my grandparents who have never had to worry about, how am I going to have dollars for retirement? They literally have, I'll tell you again, my grandfather has a military pension, a pension from teaching. My grandmother had a pension from teaching, and they have Social Security. They don't have the need to pull from their investments, and they never have. They've never had to pull from their investments, and they've been in retirement for decades. So that doesn't exist for most of us now, but it's been a dramatic shift. And it's and often we don't realize how big of a deal it is, because we are probably the first group of retirees ever in history to have faced this unique situation, where we have a whole lot of people retiring who probably will live a long retirement, right? Live a number of years, and their money is in the market. It's a market-driven retirement. That's a new phenomenon, and there are inherent risks to that that we're still figuring out. But as we figure those out, a question often comes up with clients. I recommend they might walk in, and I had this happen a few weeks ago. This kind of inspired this talk, okay? So they will come in, and part of them coming into our office for planning is going through a detailed look at their current investments. So we use a process, we call it an MRI, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but basically a deep dive look at every aspect of how they're invested and giving them a very clear look at risk. So historically, for the last 40 years, this is how your type of investment, the things that you are in, have responded to ups and downs in the market. And it's an amazing look to say, this is kind of what I can expect going forward. Not that we know how the market's not going to do the same thing next year as it did 20 years ago. But if I look over a long span of time, I get a really clear idea, kind of the rhythm of this. That's the goal. So that I have some sort of barometer for how much risk am I taking. And we do a scientific measure of risk called a standard deviation. So when a client comes in and does that, often what we find in the current scenario, this market-driven retirement, is people walking into retirement are invested like folks in their 20s. It is totally normal. And again, I've discussed this before. It's totally normal. In fact, it's more normal than otherwise for me to meet with folks in their 50s and 60s who are still working. And when we actually measure their risk, they are invested as if they're 20 or 30 years old. They've got almost all of their money in stocks, if not all of their money. And there's nothing wrong with exposure to stocks. That's a great way to grow funds over time. But that also means when the market drops, you participate in that drop in a significant way. And because interest rates have been so low for the last number of years, right, just sitting almost at zero for years, there's been no ability to get a return in low-risk money. So the traditional things like bonds that used to give us these consistent, steady, solid 4 to 6% low-risk returns, that just doesn't exist right now. And so more and more people, even as they're in their 50s and 60s, have plowed money into stocks because there's been great returns. Friends, we're sitting on a bull market that's lasted now over 9 years, second longest bull market in history, over 300% growth in the S&P 500, and then last year specifically, massive growth. Right, close to 20% growth in the S&P, 25% growth in the Dow, off the top of my head, in that range, amazing growth. So it makes sense that many of you listening right now, if you were to look at your 401ks, your IRAs, they're almost all in stock, because that's where growth has been. And by the way, if my measurement of risk, for most of us, realistically speaking, is like the last 2 years, right? So when I think of how risky am I just kind of look back, well, the last few years, how have I done? Have those not done well? They've done great. So my risk, I don't feel like I'm taking much risk because I looked the last few years and go, yeah, it's kind of gone well. So this is normal. So a couple came in to see me, long preamble here, a couple comes in to see me, and they're in this situation. Most of the money is sitting in stocks. Now, I talked about this in the last segment. I told them there is a concern here. Right? I don't want you to walk out feeling terror or anxiety, but because it's a market-driven retirement, we have a concern. I'll tell you what that is in just a second. If you are just joining us, this is Chris Burns, and you're listening to More Than Money. If you missed the beginning of the show, please take a minute, jump on my website, mylifeismore.com. You can sign up to listen to all of our shows through our podcast. You can also ask any questions about your specific situation that you think about as you listen to the show. Again, it's mylifeismore.com. So this couple walks in. There is a concern with their portfolio, and that is they're taking a significant amount of risk. It's paid off quite well the last few years for them, but they're at a point now where they have enough assets saved over years of saving and years of growth because of the bull market, that if they were to retire in the next year or two, they should be fine. They have enough to retire. And we looked at so many different things to determine that, right? We don't just look at how much money they have. We look at what are their expenses? What are their dreams for the future? What is inflation going to look like? What if they have healthcare issues? We've thrown all these curveballs at an income plan and been able to say, you really should feel pretty comfortable except for if the market has a significant correction in the short term, in the next few years, and you're invested this way, you don't change how you're invested, then we could have a major issue. We don't know that. It might be that we don't have a significant market correction, right? Or it might be a different kind of correction than in the past. And maybe it wouldn't impact you as much because of the way you're invested. But certainly from everything we can expect, there's a concern here. And I've had this, the reason I can say that with authority is because I've worked with so many people that walked into 2008 ready to retire, had a significant drop in the market, and were not able to retire for quite a few years because of that. I've told that story before. And so I can say this to people. So there's a concern here. So they responded by adjusting that risk, saying we're going to pull back from being almost entirely in equities, entirely exposed to the market dropping. We're going to pull that back to a moderate type portfolio, about 50% of their money in the market in stocks, right? Specifically in stocks, about 50% in low risk stuff like short-term government bonds and cash, things that are not giving a great return, but they're not going to drop dramatically if the market drops. Okay, so they made this adjustment, but they asked a great question. And that was, well, this feels kind of, I understand why you're doing it. We're going to proceed with doing it because we hear your concern and we agree with that concern. But it seems like we're changing our whole strategy for retirement. We thought, and we've always lived this way for decades, that the goal is to keep growing our money, and that continues right into retirement. So what happens to growth in retirement? And this is a critical question, because a lot of people disagree about this. I have some clients walk in like these folks who are assuming we're going to continue on with a level of aggressiveness because it's worked for us in the past. So we're going to keep growing, growing, growing. That's the goal. Okay. And other people that come in and it's the dramatic opposite. It's funny. I don't find a lot of middle ground on this specific issue. Other people come in and say, I do not want to lose money now. I'm retiring. My number one concern is I don't want to lose money. So what is the point of and purpose of growth when you enter retirement? First of all, does growth still matter? Well, I told this client, totally. You were right on that you need to continue having growth in your money. Why? Because money in the market, even though it's like a roller coaster, right? Whatever portion of your money is in stocks should be going up and down and up and down like a roller coaster. And that's not a bad thing because over time, time after time after time, historically, that has beat inflation significantly. So even though in the moment when your money is dropping, when your stocks are dropping, you go, oh man, this is miserable. Why am I doing this? If you stay with it, and if you're well diversified, and if you have a healthy portfolio of stocks, you will come back, and over a period of time, you'll beat inflation. And you need that in retirement. You need money that's beating inflation and growing, right? But if all your money is doing that, what's the risk? Well, if I'm going to pull money out to live on now, my priorities have shifted. And if I'm pulling money out, but I'm aggressively in growth mode, and so when we have a dip, it's a real dip, right? I lose a lot of money. It's a significant dip. And I'm now compounding that by pulling dollars out at the same time. Well, now we might have an issue because what was a loss already is increased by the money I'm pulling out. And so that's a fast way to run out of money. That is how you go down that path of running out of money. And by the way, I'm not saying you should live in terror of that. That's just the mathematical reality. So we got to have a balance here. Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money, and we're talking about what is the purpose of growth? How do you handle growth when you enter retirement with your investments? What shifts? What changes? So we're digging into that. If you have any questions as you hear this, please jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. Ask any question that you have. I will get back to you personally. I'm about to do the lightning round where we talk about questions we've gotten throughout the week. But even if we can't get to your question on the air, I will respond to you personally. Again, it's mylifeismore.com. So what is the role of growth? And I would just say this, growth is important. It maintains being important, but it takes a backseat to longevity, okay? When you're close to retirement, some planners call this the retirement red zone, okay? When you're within about 5 years of retirement, they would say the 5 years right leading up to retirement and the 5 years directly after you retire, that 10-year period, if you want to call it the retirement red zone, the reason they say that is because what happens in the market in those years has the most impact of any time in your life on your success in retirement. And why is that? Because a major drop up front, if most of your money's in the market and you lose a bunch of money, truly can shorten the amount of time you have to be able to pull from that, right? You have a higher risk of running out of money. So think about it this way. Again, when you're close to retirement, when you're within 5, 6, 7 years, growth of the assets takes a backseat to longevity of the assets. I would much rather have you earn 8% and everybody else around you that's invested aggressively earns 11 or 12%. But if the market dropped, you would lose only, 4% versus everybody else losing 8 or 9%, right? That has far more power because longevity to me becomes more important than returns. Where does this get tricky? It gets tricky because if you're sitting, this is what I told this client, because let me give you context. Their follow-up question, I explained this. I said, okay, that makes sense. But the follow-up question was, okay, but what kind of returns should we expect? Now, I understand why they asked that, because it totally makes sense. It's totally normal if you're going to work with any financial planner or advisor to say, what kind of returns should I expect? But that is a tricky thing to answer for an advisor. Let me tell you why it's hard for me to answer that question, because I am more concerned, again, with longevity than growth. So I might make you more conservative, right? We're pulling back because the number one thing I'm trying to do is look at your total plan, not just how much did you make this year, but your total plan to say, are you going to successfully be able to handle 20 to 30 years of retirement? Not just, are you going to make more money this year than your friend down the street? But when your friend makes money this year, let's say the market shoots up and he makes a whole lot more than you do, and you're talking over the fence or whatever, and he says, hey, we made 16%. Why did you only make 11? Man, you should be concerned. That has power. And you go, wait a minute, I'm not earning as much as I should be. But that's looking at one piece instead of the big picture. So I can give you an approximate idea over time of what this portfolio returns, but any given year, it's going to be hard to tell. That's just reality. It's not a cop-out. It's reality. If you look at the history of returns, some years it's down, some years it's up. The actual return over time of any investment, you'd have a hard time pegging in any given year. It's hard to see. But the overall trajectory is, how much risk am I trying to take? And you have to have in your mind that no matter what the rest of the world does around you, once you've established that risk level and you know why, in your soul, you know why you're taking that much risk, that you stick with it. People might be like, you lost out, you could have had more, et cetera, et cetera. You ignore that nonsense because you're not thinking about this year. You're thinking about 20 to 30 years of retirement. So what role does growth have in a market-driven retirement? It's important, but it takes a backseat to longevity all day, every day, 365 days a year. It takes a backseat to longevity if you're close to retirement. Please fix that in your mind so you can ignore the hype of the market's up, the market's down, living in that roller coaster, because you know why you're taking the amount of risk you have. And it's not because of what happened this year. It's because of the plan you've made for the next 15, 20, 25 years of retirement, right? And what if you don't know how to do that? If you've never looked at the risk you're taking in your investments, or if you know exactly how aggressive you are, but you've never made that bigger plan, the two have to go hand in hand. Investing is not in a vacuum. You've got to have a plan that looks at your total financial world, right? All your insurance, your investments, the risks that could come in the future, your taxes, your estate plan, that all those things tie together to help you have the quality of life, the peace you want for the future, and truly a chance to reach your dreams. It's not in a vacuum. If you want that kind of plan, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com, and I will help you walk through what it looks like to take all these different pieces and say, how do they fit together to reach the dreams you have for the future? Wouldn't it be amazing to look at the future and feel confidence because you have an integrated plan and you're pointing straight where you want to go? It's a remarkable thing, and you can do that. Again, it's mylifeismore.com. I had such a neat experience with this client when they were able to ask these questions, and instead of literally sitting and going, well, let me show you our returns versus the company up the street's returns last year, and trying to tell them why, oh, we're going to get you a slightly better return, that's why you should work with us, I was able to just say, you know what, you might get a lower return because I'm not particularly primarily concerned just with this year. I'm concerned with what kind of risk can you support in your total plan to reach the dreams you have for the future, and that's informing the way we invest. That is such a better way to think about it than just, can I do a little bit better than the office up the street? Again, if you want that kind of planning, go to mylifeismore.com.